Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have a jam-packed show that you can participate in at any time by picking up the phone. Call us at 258-0550. Toll free at 800-228-0550.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Finn is in the house today with us, Kev. The Hanlon family sheep-a-doodle.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He has the cone of shame on right now, though, because he's going to the vet later. He messed up, his paw. His paw is in need of a repair. So I had to bring him in today.
All right. We've been pet-sitting Finn for a couple another Finn for a couple weeks at the house. He just went home late last night, so...
You should bring him in. I have photos on my Facebook page if you want to check out Finn and Kevin Flynn.
The Finn we take care of looks just like that Finn, except he's about that big.
Oh, is that right?
He's just like,
is it a sheepadoodle, a mini sheepadoodle?
No, he's a little like a Lhasa Apso mix or something, but he's same color as your Finn.
Yeah, Finn is all sheepadoodle, this one. He's a good boy. He's a really good boy, but he doesn't like the cone. When he saw me, I had the cone under one arm and brought him in today, and he was like, I'm not getting out of this car because you have a cone. I'm not getting out of this car. I literally had to drag him out of the truck, out of the Puckett's truck. He loves the Trail Boss, ladies and gentlemen, because he goes in style. Flip the back seat up, and we have three dogs, and when we go to the lake, they just love it almost as much as I do. And if you need one of those... Today's your lucky day because our friends at Puckett's, North Dakota's home for Chevy, just like I have the Trail Boss to go to the farms and ranches of North Dakota, which I love doing, by the way. Send us a text if you want to invite us out. We're due for another trip to the farm, trip to the ranch. You can just text me at 701-367-2054. But our friends at Puckett's have a Wednesday wheels deal. You ready? 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 elevation, okay? Single owner with only 26,000 miles. It's half the miles that I have on my Trail Boss on this one. It's a year newer, too. It's a 2021. It's the Ecotec 3, 5.3-liter V8, tons of power. White with the Elevation Edition, black wheels and accents, black cloth interior, tons of great features, the backup camera, the heated seats, the tow package, and a lot more. Our team at Puckett's has single-owner vehicles like you can't believe. This thing was $49,995. Now, today, you're ready, they're going to lop off a $150. Is that $2,000? It might be. They're darn near. By my math, it's $1,500, but it says you're saved $2,000. So take it up with those guys. If you tell them you heard about it on the flag, you're getting a deal. $48,500 at Puckett's, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This is at the Valley City store. They're in Bismarck and Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, on the show today, we're going to talk about the Great Reset at the bottom of the hour. If you don't know what it is, you need to know. We're going to talk about what's happening in Canada and what will happen soon in the U.S. with the trucker convoys. We have a trucker from Canada whose truck has been impounded, and we have a trucker that is going to be part of the convoy from North Dakota to Washington, D.C. Bismarck Public School Board President John Lee will join us to follow up on an incident we told you about from a listener. And not all of what that listener said was accurate, but we're trying to get to the bottom of what was. So we'll do that today on the program, too, all coming up. But I want to start with your money. Brian Kronk is here, and I called Brian this morning. I said, will you come on and just give people a little bit of sense of what's going on right now? The Russian invasion of Ukraine has once again rocked the markets. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if the markets are waking up to the fact that Let's Go Brandon is not working out too well for us. But I want to know, and most importantly, I want you to know, what you need to know in the middle of this mess. So all show long, any of those guests welcome your questions or comments. Text me at 701-237-1590 or call us at 258-0550. And Brian Kronk, Collins and Kronk, the money man on the program, back with us. Brian, thanks for doing this today. How are you?
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on. I am fantastic. I tell you what, you know, this is the kind of market activity that gets me excited. This is the kind of market activity where we could actually put in a bottom, be at the end of this correction, and maybe finally get some new buying opportunities. We'll see how things unravel here.
Yeah, so in every chaos, every bit of, chaotic activity and every bit of, bad stuff, there's good stuff. So you're seeing something much needed here in the way of a correction and Is this a bubble that has popped? Is this how do you assess what's happening here?
Well, if you think about it, you know, even what we were talking about last time I was on your program, you know, I said we are in a market correction, and we were sort of leading up to one all autumn long. You know, back in September we got a sell-off, but that didn't really stick. It didn't scare anybody. It didn't shake out any weak shareholders. Then we got another one in November, same thing. The market rallied right back. And then in January we finally got a sell-off where it actually took out the previous two lows and started lower, and it looked like, hey, you know what, we're actually going to correct. We're going to see some new market rotation. We're going to shake out some of those weak shareholders and get a chance to get prices back down to more reasonable levels. And that, I think, has actually happened. We've seen that. We've been down more than 15% on the index, and then we've been just basically moving sideways since then. We haven't gotten a decent follow-through. We have a technical follow-through day. It's one of those trading terms that I use to try to figure out when I want to start, you know, putting money back to work. But we didn't see any follow-through after that. We didn't see stocks, you know, good companies setting up as leadership, setting up for new buy opportunities. And what ends up happening then is things just sort of fizzle. It's like we don't get a real rally, but we haven't seen any real new selling pressure. And kind of the worst correction that I hate to be a part of, which it seems like we're sort of stuck in, is what I call a time correction. We don't go down, per se, any further. We just grind sideways for a long time and wear people out. And one of the ways we can break through that is have some sort of event. If we can get, you know, I don't know, some crazy thing out of Washington, D.C., or some crazy thing out of Russia attacking Ukraine, that might be the catalyst to send us lower. And yesterday, you could see that kind of selling pressure in the market that might actually, you know, like I say, put in a potential bottom here.
Yeah, so you see this as a whole lot of opportunity right now.
Absolutely. Our portfolios are already heavy-duty cash. So when the market started kind of getting, you know, sideways and we started seeing those weak points, we've been over the course of the last 2 or 3 months, as you know, moving into more and more defensive positions. Even in our mutual fund portfolios that we run, we've moved into more and more, you know, defensive mutual funds and raised cash there. But our stock models are much more dynamic. And so we've, you know, literally sold, held cash. And when we don't find things to buy, we just hold that cash on the sidelines. You know, long term, we don't want to have our clients' money in cash. But guess what? When the market is going down like this, it's a great place to be. That means everybody else is going down. Our clients are basically staying in a decent place and looking for those opportunities, and then we can start to move into that. And we're starting to see some of that leadership. There's still some strong places in the market. We're not 100% cash by any means. You know, oil has been a good place to be. Anything commodity-oriented, things that aren't subject to interest rates, you know, those have all been great places to be. And so we've kept some of our core positions in place, but our tactical holdings have basically been, you know, sidelined and moved to the cash position now. And so, yeah, if we can actually see a final follow-through and get, you know, new reasons to buy, we're happy to put that cash back to work.
Inflation is eating away at the retirements of many, many folks right now in fixed income, because obviously there's, but for the stock market, your investments are going backwards, right, by the cost of everything. For folks in that category, how should they approach what's happening right now? When do they lean in here a little bit, Brian?
You know, this is a great opportunity for that, too. So you've got a whole lot of people out there that are already retired. Maybe they've already gotten too conservative in their portfolios. And so when we see that, we use this as an opportunity for those people to say, hey, you're getting a second chance here, or maybe this is a third chance. But the one asset class that over the course of time keeps pace, actually outpaces inflation and gives you more purchasing power, has been owning high-quality equities. And you've got to balance that and say, well, how much volatility can you handle? Well, guess what? If we can get a nice pullback in the market, all those people who said, gee, I don't want to have too many equities in my portfolio, have just been given a wonderful chance to ramp that up a little bit. So they can use this weakness to start buying into the market and increasing their equity exposure. Because if you truly believe inflation is here to stay for a while, which we do, we see the signs of that on the horizon. If inflation is here to stay, the place you want to be is going to be in owning high-quality equities. And what you really want is a nice sale in the market like we have right now. A market sell-off is nothing more than a sale on high-quality equities. And we want to buy into that and basically make sure those people who are living on a retirement income have an income that's going to rise with inflation and not get stuck down there.
this is a time when you want somebody that has the nimbleness, in addition to the market expertise, that is managing your money here, not outsourcing it, as so many of the investment options that you have do. They outsource that. You're managing this money right here, right now, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is not one of those things for the faint of heart. You know, when I talk about shaking out the weak shareholders in a market correction, there's a whole bunch of do-it-yourselfers on Robinhood or Fidelity or whoever they are that are going to say, you know what, this is just not worth doing anymore. And yet those same people don't want to be in some watered-down mutual fund or cookie-cutter portfolio out of New York City. Here you have a chance when you work with us to actually be in a portfolio that's managed locally. But not only that, we're tactical. So we're moving into those areas that do well. We're moving out of areas. It's amazing to me when we've got a newer client who calls us and says, hey, what are we doing in this market correction? Do I need to take any action? And we can say, you know what, we've already done that for you. We've gotten rid of those weak things. We've moved into those areas that are strong. For you already.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. I want to talk a little bit about energy, specifically how the oil markets continue to just zoom here and what that means. By the way, you can call Brian and have a conversation. 235-0119. Set up an appointment. Collins and Kronk, Raymond James, more
information. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's like a beautiful Arizona kind of day today with just, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 degrees difference. But, I mean, the sun is shining, there's no wind, and there's no blizzard. So I'm happy today. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, 20 past 9. Scott Hinn and K-Fly is here, in like Flynn. We have Finn and Flynn today in the studio. I don't know if you heard Finn the last segment, but the where did he go?
I think one of the construction guys caught him off guard.
Yeah.
A little bark.
He got a little alpha male in him, so he was barking. So we might have him barking, but that just happens. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some comfort food for you. Sloppy Joe's on 12th and I-29. Hot beef sandwich in Valley City. The crock pot's on. They also have the chicken pot pie, which is really, really, really good. So here's the deal. Valley City, your choice is Swedish meatballs or lasagna. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or bacon cheeseburger hot dish. You had me at hot dish. Salisbury Steak at 12th and I-29. Lasagna downtown Fargo. Shepherd's Pie, Glendon. Tater Tot Hot Dish, Ulan. Here's the deal. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk. Brian is the Hennen family money manager. We put him to work, and he's so great. He's got this market down. And to have a market manager that the big-time investors call on right here in North Dakota is rare. And that's why he's literally all over the USA advising other people on how he does what he does. And in very small pool, he just doesn't have a lot of peers that do what he does. But that's why we love him. And that's why we have him as part of Money Talk here on What's on Your Mind to answer your questions. 2350119. 2350119. And my question for you related to the oil situation is that can this last? I mean, we're at 90 some. Are we going to be at 100 some? How long does that last? Some of this is because the Biden administration has cut off sources of American energy independence and relied on OPEC. And now we see what's going on in Russia possibly impacting that, too. There's just this perfect storm of stuff. How will it shake out, Brian?
You know, you hit the nail right on the head. There's a lot of stuff going on there, Scott. But I was going to say, just back to your Arizona comment, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm in Arizona right now. We're at a national portfolio manager conference, and the buzz around this place with what's going on in Russia, with what's going on in oil, everybody's excited. So that enthusiasm I was sharing at the top of the hour is permeating everything. When you talk about oil and energy, you know, one of the things I always kind of cringe, you know, I talk to people in Western North Dakota and I give them a hard time and I say, hey, guess what? You know, this new president sure has your back on this oil market, because you're right. So many of the things that this administration has done has set it up for higher oil prices, and that is helping all of those energy prices, our energy companies, I should say. And when you look at the stocks of some of those, I mean, if you just pull up a long-term chart of some of these companies, Devon Energy is a great example. You know, if you look at a short-term chart, it looks like it's at all-time highs. You pull up a monthly long-term chart that spans the years, and you can see this thing is just getting started. So then you add the pressure of Russia, Ukraine to all of this, and I think there's a lot of money to be made in energy yet if you're in those right areas. And so, yeah, energy prices are going up. And guess who loves that? That's what the administration wanted to begin with. And that's where Tesla and Elon Musk and all these new car manufacturers putting electric cars out all do better with higher energy prices, because people are more likely to look at an electric car then.
Texture says what needs to happen is the feds need to raise interest rates now, a minimum of 1%, preferably 2%, before stagflation takes hold. What about that comment?
Absolutely. I think the Fed is behind the eight ball on this. And so when you start looking, you know, they're not likely to go ahead and raise a full point. Some people are calling for 50 basis point here and already in March, which would be a 0.5%. But consider the fact that when they start doing things like that, you know, going from zero up to 50 basis points or whatever it is, you're talking about a big increase. You're talking about a 100% increase in interest rates when you look at it on a relative basis. So they have to sort of inch their way into this, but they have to do it in a big hurry because they should have been doing this 2 years ago already. And so that's the problem that we're going to run into. So your texter there is absolutely right, Scott. We need to really rein this in or we're going to have a problem. And that's why not just oil, but gold is going up, metals are going up, aluminum, steel, all of those things, anything commodity related going up in price right now. Those are all inflation oriented type of places.
So specific to North Dakota and the level of activity is obviously going to tie right back to that price of oil. Despite the fact there's obviously other places to drill oil, is your recommendation here that that is going to be a space that's going to last and going to survive the volatility internationally and what's happening there, given the Biden administration clearly isn't a fan of American energy? I mean, is this where it is a year from now, two years from now? What do you see forecasting-wise just specific to oil and gas?
So how much longer do we have, Biden? So it's amazing to me
3 years.
How fast they can switch this thing up. 3 years. So, yeah, I say at least 3 more years of this. They have no reason, no incentive to do anything like this. You listen to Trump. Oil was at all-time lows. He refilled the strategic petroleum reserve, and we had things going in that direction. You look at how fast they changed this. So I think we at least have 3 years of this that a new administration can potentially get in there and start changing things back the other way. But just like anything, just like when the gas prices go up at the pump, they don't come down nearly as fast. I have a feeling no matter what the next administration is that tries to get to looser oil, it's not going to come down as fast as it went back up this time. And so, yeah, I think we're stuck with this for a while. And so those of us who drive a truck or anything like that that uses gas, guess what? We're going to be paying the price for this, and we're going to be talking about this topic, you know, for the next 2 to 3 years yet.
Texture says, ask the money man about Bitcoin. Google says it's tied to terrorism, Afghanistan, et cetera.
Well, you've got such sharp listeners. Yes, it's tied to all of that stuff, but so is the U.S. dollar, right? So all across the world, people are using U.S. dollars for every kind of thing. Bitcoin is no different. Think about untraceable cash type of a thing that you can do on an electronic transmission. That's going to attract not just, you know, the good users, but the bad users as well. And so it's absolutely, you know, your caller is right about that.
Dana in Bismarck has a question about fuel prices for our guest, Brian Kronk. Quickly, Dana, we'll get you a quick answer if you give us a quick question.
Okay, well, I see this is just a mass manipulation of the American public. You know, back in 2008, oil was up over $160 a barrel. Now it's, what, 90? And the prices back then were $305 and $329 for fuel. And right now they're already over the top of that. And the only way we're going to get this to change faster than 3 years is if everybody that burns fuel or supports these truckers that are standing up for us calls their representatives on the Democratic and Republican side and say, if you want to keep your job, straighten this out and pump this oil from our country. That we.
All right. Didn't hear a question there necessarily. More of a platform, Dana. Any quick response, Brian?
I just want to say amen, brother. Yeah, this is where the people need to rise up and do what he says. You know, call Washington, D.C. and talk to them about this kind of stuff, or when they're on your show, Scott, to speak up and say we want this. But there is a reason for the discrepancy that he places. So we've become, you know, in the Trump administration, an oil exporter for the first time ever. So we have refineries changing how they do things. We've changed the mix. Our infrastructure is different now than what it was back then.
Yeah, well,
it's going to take time if we want to get it back the other way.
Wake from your slumber and pay attention to what's happening and the differences that have happened in the span of just a year. Very good points. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk. Check him out. Call 701-235-0119. You'll love the experience.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate
are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. I love the sun. It's beautiful. We could use some more moisture out west. I get it, but I'm going to enjoy this sunshine today. Okay?
Like my old buddy Randy Buck said, well, I'm upright and taking nourishment on the correct side of the grass.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Texture says, Scott, I'm tuning in from 32,000 feet over New Orleans, Cancun, baby. On the way to Cancun and listening in the air. Is that not great or what?
Oh, it's fantastic.
God bless you.
I'm envious heading to Cancun.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Glad you're out there. Texture says the caller didn't remember correctly on 2008 diesel prices. Pushed $5. Yep. $5 yep. In 2008.
Regular gas was $4.
Yeah. There you go. So thank you for that. Appreciate it very yep. much.
Ugh.
Let's see here. Oh, somebody wanted me to comment on the Grand Forks City Council meeting last night. Happy to do so. We're waiting for our guest to join us here on the program. I would say the fact that the council chambers in Grand Forks were packed to the rim is a good thing. I think people paying attention to what's happening in communities is never bad. I'd love to see every school board meeting, every county commission meeting, every city council meeting jammed to the rafters. I've said that late about about the McKenzie County Commission. You know, the McKenzie County Commission is vitally important to what happens in Fargo, North Dakota, because every water project that is being built, and we're building a big one now, relies on revenue from McKenzie County. You follow me?
Yep.
And if you work at a supermarket in Watford City, if you work in a hotel in Watford City, your job depends on what happens in that county commission meeting. And so being at those meetings is extraordinarily important. And some people on that county commission, I don't want to name any names, but one of them has the first name Kathy and the last name Scarta. Did I just name a name there? Have been very very much quick to say no, no, no again, and no some more. No, 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 no. And that person can call six or seven people and have them come And then the county commission thinks those six or seven people represent the masses. They do not.
That's part of the tactics.
It is.
That's some good tactics
that
there.
It works really well with the no crowd.
You bet.
Yeah, exactly right. And the same thing has happened in Grand Forks. You had hate crime legislation passed last night, Kev. Do we need hate crime legislation? Do we need hate crime ordinances? Or is every crime a hate crime?
You'd think. Yeah, but and then how do you prove that? And how do you? It's ridiculous. There's no need for hate crime legislation.
It passed unanimously.
How about just enforcing the crimes, the laws we have on the books?
The
crimes that are being committed right now.
It passed unanimously. You know why? Nobody wants to be seen as the person that says what you just said. They don't want to be on a city council in Grand Forks and say, "I don't see a problem here." What's the problem?
Grow a spine.
This is
common sense.
This is a problem in search of a solution. A solution in search of a problem.
Right. Exactly.
It's insane. But you know what? Six or seven people come to a city council meeting and say, "Hey, this is a problem, and you need to fix this." And one council member who is horribly liberal and out of touch, even with Grand Forks politics, can affect this kind of change. This is why it's a good thing when people of all walks, of all viewpoints, show up at these meetings. Because who shows up at these meetings now are a fringe element specific to the hate crime legislation that is, if they win, you will not recognize your town, your county, your city.
Here's the problem with hate crimes, too, just in a quick synopsis. Let's say you're in downtown Minneapolis and you're a white person driving your car, and a gang of Somalis, black people, come up and carjack you and beat you up and take your car. That's not going to be a hate crime. That's just a crime. It's a carjacking. They're up. It happens. It's Minneapolis. It just is the way it is. Turn that around now. You've got a white person attacking a car full of people of color, and all of a sudden you have a hate crime. What's the difference? The car still gets jacked. Somebody still gets beat up. And hate doesn't recognize color of skin, and everybody thinks it does. That's what they want to do. It's more virtue signaling. It's all, it's all about that. It's all the wokeness. Period.
No, it is. And unfortunately, the games that are played with this kind of racial politics.
Oh, right.
They're winning the day. They're winning the day, even among people who think like we do, that, come on, this is, crime is colorblind. Crime is colorblind, period. End of statement. You know, and to the extent that somebody harms somebody, physically, or decides to paint up somebody's house with some kind of stupid slogan or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
easy to define what was the motive there.
If they're doing it because of the color of that person's skin, they have a cold stone heart that I can't impact with a different kind of ordinance on the books as to how to adjudicate that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
About the individual, the person, but I don't think
it's more racism than it is hate crime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more racial.
We're a couple of white guys talking about this here, and if you have a different opinion, you're welcome to have the conversation. But
where's Leon?
Exactly right.
Where's Candace?
But I was sorry to see that happen. The other thing that happened in Grand Forks was a robust discussion about a corn milling plant that is an enormous investment that is happening in Grand Forks, and there was a lot of conversation about that, a lot of really smart conversation, like the impact it would have on the bases, for instance, of the transportation of corn, about what is happening with horrible labor practices in China. And when you have a Chinese-owned company, the smartest guy in the room, I don't know what his name was, but he got up and said, let me see here. Fufeng is the company that is going to be the lead if this project ultimately comes to fruition. And we have a lot of happy talk going on here about how, there's lots of investors, and it's publicly traded, and it's the U.S. arm of a Chinese company. That's all happy talk, right? And one guy gets up and says, looks to me like one guy owns 38% of this company. And the one guy is in China, and he is tied to the CCP. Hello! Wake up, everybody! And then there's one other guy that happens to be the son-in-law. So, I thought, wow, there's something interesting. But guess what? All the objections that were raised before that city council last night at Grand Forks about Fufeng, Chinese company, and about the investment, fell on deaf ears. 5-1, this project passed. However, only the objections raised, in my mind, will fall into one bucket to say, if national security concerns are raised by the Grand Forks Air Force Base, by the Defense Department, by our Armed Services Committee, which Kevin Cramer serves on, Grand Forks has an exit. That's all you needed to hear. And I think everybody sort of missed that yesterday at that meeting. I watched it until 10 o'clock last night, Kevin. It was a five-hour meeting.
Well, how does anybody think that when you talk about standard business practices that are employed by most companies, you know, around the world, they don't apply to China? They don't have standard business practices. They have China business practices, and it's all about China, and it's all about them.
Yeah.
I don't know how you bring them into a level and think it's going to be a level playing field. Come on. Really?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Anyway, you asked, so I answered. There you go on the program. 5-1 was the vote, but there was an important caveat that I think will be ultimately utilized in this project because of some things that were raised there. I'd like to know more about the basis situation. So if anybody in the audience that, you know, if you're a corn farmer, for instance, and Castleton ethanol plant is built, Richardton ethanol plant, Hankinson plant is built, I'm thinking that that's a good thing for you as a corn farmer. You've got more places for your product and you have less travel, so you don't, basis doesn't matter
right.
to you.
Yeah.
But for people who don't sell it, what happens to the basis? Does it offset your ability to sell locally? A question was raised about that, and the individual that raised it was basically saying, you know, people are lying to you here about this. People are lying to you about that. I've been corrected on the hate crime legislation. I guess it didn't pass unanimously. Somebody told me that, but someone has corrected that and said it was 5-1. So I don't know if the mayor was the lone voice of reason up there on the hate crime legislation or what. Texture says, great conversation about slowing down. We chatted on the local version of What's On Your Mind with North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Troy Hischer earlier, and we talked about what happened Monday near Mapleton. Westbound 94. Same thing happened Friday in Valley City. There were multi-car pileups
yep.
that happened.
Yeah.
And they happened while the road conditions were no travel advised. So no travel advised wasn't enough to keep people off. The Highway Patrol officer told us that many times when they stop people about no travel advised, they say, what? There's no travel advised? I didn't know. And they're listening to Spotify or something. So here's the deal. Inches saved a whole lot of people from death on Friday near Valley City, Mapleton, Monday. So we've had now several instances of these pileups, and thankfully no serious injury. But guess what? It puts law enforcement through a whole lot of hell. It puts first responders through a whole lot of hell. It's a very dangerous situation. If there is a no-travel advisory, Listen, for very good reason. Listen,
Nate,
folks.
Nate shot us an email. He said the meaning of the no travel advisory should be communicated to employers who expect employees to come in regardless of weather. He hears a lot of times, I made it in, why can't you? That's a valid point.
Yeah,
so
well,
employers need to take the pressure off that, too.
No travel advised means no travel advised.
Pretty simple.
Sorry. And you ought to turn in local radio. We're on KFIRE 550 AM, 1100 AM, 1090. All of us have FMs. If you're more the FM type, you can listen there. KLTC, AM, FM, websites, apps. We're all there. And we tell you the instant. The no travel advisories are issued. So pay attention, okay? What else is on your mind? You let us know at 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590 on What's On Your Mind. Looks like we might have to reset the Great Reset conversation, but more time to talk with you, and I love it. Coming up.
It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Make today the day that you order up a MyPillow. Every night when I'm drifting off to sleep, I say thank you, Mike Lindell. Make it the best pillow on earth. I'm like Linus. I take it with me everywhere. So does Kevin, his body pillow. It's incredible. And right now, what a deal. There is some great savings right now. 50% off sleepwear, sheets, mattress toppers, blankets, quilts, comforters, the slippers, all the bedding, incredible prices right now. So today is a great day to order, and for this reason, too. Anything you order from MyPillow today, we're going to put a free book, Mike Lindell's book. It is From Crack Addict to CEO, in your cart, and you're going to see a big fat zero right there. No cost. Zero, not a zippo. The book's for free. It's a great life lesson, and all the products are going to be yours to have a better night's sleep. MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, all have great deals.
But you need to use the promo code Scott to save big or call 800-506-9028. Back to your calls. Fred and Stanley, what's on your mind?
Hey, just sat at a table last Saturday with four people, and one of them said, whatever you do, don't get caught flying a drone around one of these missile sites. And he said there was some bad repercussions. And the other guy at the table said, that band that's out there with all the antennas, that's designed just to jam any drones or any kind of activity going on around there. And so why would the Chinese want to put a big plant right by the Grand Forks Air Force Base and where drones are being tested? There's one reason. Why don't they put it down where the corn's growing rather than next to the Canadian border? Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Fred, you gave us lots to think about there, and you're exactly right.
Raise my eyebrow.
As anybody will tell you that's ever dealt with the Chinese, when you are considering an investment opportunity from them, you have to ask the following question. What are they after? Because it's never normally what they say it is. So in this case, it's a corn milling plant, right? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not real fond of giving any of our ag secret sauce to the Chinese, number one. But number two, there's corn in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Well, we have a new ISR mission. Intelligence, Surveillance, Reconnaissance. That's what ISR stands for. It's a new mission at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. When I was there for the announcement of the new mission, I asked the commander, why is an ISR mission necessary at the Grand Forks Air Force Base? He said, three reasons. China, China, and China.
Yep. You cannot deny that. So, yeah.
Why
do they want to be there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our answer ought to be no, no, and no again. Texture says, seriously, you expect Kramer to stop it on national security grounds? D.C. politicians can't be trusted. Well, Senator Kevin Kramer is the one member of the North Dakota congressional delegation that has spoken out specifically about this project. The story at Zero Hedge about that. And, again, I applaud the Grand Forks City Council because last night they gave themselves an out related to national security, related to concerns on national federal legislation or national security reasons. Kirk in Aberdeen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kirk.
Yeah, if you check out the BLE scanner, you might find that everybody that said shot shows up on that, and people like me that have had a shot, we don't show up. We're invisible.
What kind of a scanner did you say?
It's on your Android. BLE scanner.
You have an Android phone, don't you, Kev? Go look at BLE. Like boy, Larry Edward. BLE?
BLE, yes.
Scanner. All right, interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Kirk. We'll check that out. Frank in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? Listen to your show all the time, including Jay Thomas. I am a truck driver. I've got millions of miles under my belt. Luckily, no truck accidents and all that. You know, we've had that whiteout on Monday. I was out there in West Fargo when they shut that down, and I've seen numerous trucks, four-wheelers and everything going out there on the interstate. They were bypassing it, taking the back road out there to Mapleton to get on the freeway. And, you know, the biggest thing, if everybody knows, I mean, I'm sure every one of y'all have been behind a semi-truck in this whiteout condition. You know at the slower speeds even that we go, that we have that big old whiteout that comes out behind the back of our trailers, right?
No,
you can't
well.
See one side to the other.
No.
Well, the biggest thing is nobody drives with headlights on or four ways. It's easier to see a blinking yellow light on the back of a truck or a car when it's a whiteout. But I'll bet you 1 in 50 vehicles drive around Fargo and out there on the interstate in a whiteout condition and have no lights on, period, none. And you've got the capability on your dash to turn those headlights on where all your lights work. And when it's white out, you should be shouldn't be driving in the first place like it is.
Thank you.
Close.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly right. There's the easiest fix, but the second easiest is exactly what you say, turn the lights on. And I'm telling you, we say it till we're blue in the face. We say it till we're blue in the face. But you're giving a great advice, Frank. You are. And I think people ought to heed this call. I just, as the highway patrolman said earlier, no travel advised means just exactly what it says. Texture says, I work for FedEx Ground And if the freight shows up, you are expected to deliver regardless of road conditions.
Yeah, that's true.
The only time we don't is if the freight doesn't show up. Are you kidding me? So FedEx says, employee, I don't care if it says no travel advised, you're going to go out and deliver? I mean, that's crazy. Texter says, imagine if NDDOT, city, county employees observe the no travel advised, everyone, you included, would then complain about it, not being able to conduct license and vehicle registration business, not to mention clearing of the roadways. Come on, man! Well, as city and county employees are different. They're out there to clear the roads to make them better. I don't put them in the same category, but I think no travel advised means no travel advised. No?
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.